Blog Talk Radio.
By letting somebody know that Speak the Word is on the air. Amen. It's about sharing the goodness of Jesus, enriching the body of believers. God bless you. All of those who are coming in right now, Sister Kim Pettyway, God bless you. It's about just sharing the goodness of Jesus. Amen. And you know what you can do? Help me spread this word. You just simply tweet it, text it, send a link, all those beautiful things, and we're going to just let God do his greatest work. Hallelujah. Don't forget to be my guest at a place of worship church. We're located at 1704 North Hampton Road, Suite 208 in DeSoto, Texas. You'll be blessed. You'll be glad you did. Service starts at 10:45. We're in, we're out. Amen. Well, today I want to talk to you about something God gave to me. And what I want to talk to you about is it's in the house. The things that you're looking for, sometimes the things that we're looking for, we're searching for, they're right there in the house. And we don't know it. We're overlooking them. We're just like, you know what? Maybe God's taking me to another direction. But sometimes what you need is already in the house. Amen? So I'm going to be in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And if you just get your Bibles or whatever you have, and those who can't, I'm going to read it for you. 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. Good morning, Minister Angela Johnson. The 4th chapter, and I'm going to be starting at the first verse. And it says, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. Okay? So here we have this woman. She's telling Elijah about her experience, what she's going through. Her husband died. He was a man of God. He was a prophet. But he left her in debt. Oh, come on up in here. Good morning. God bless you, Sister Felita. He left her in debt. And the Bible goes on to say, and Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? He said, well, what you want me to do about it? He wasn't being mean about it. He just says, what shall I do for thee? What is it? Because I'm moved by compassion by the fact that you need some help and you only have two sons. You only have two sons, and the Bible says, he asked her, tell me what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaiden hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Oh, come on up in here. The handmaiden is saying, hello, Carlette Marie. The handmaiden is saying that I don't have anything in the house. See, sometimes we're overlooking what's already in the house. And then she thinks, she says, oh, I just have a pot of oil. Save a pot of oil. So that oil is not significant to her. It means nothing to her. So that's all I got. In other words, but she says, I don't have anything. Did you get that? I don't have anything. The Bible says then in the third verse, I'm in the fourth chapter of 2 Kings, the Bible says, then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. So the instructions are, now go borrow some vessels. Don't go and borrow a few. You and the kids, go and look, go to your neighbors and ask for vessels. And he's telling her specifically what to do. Don't borrow a few. See, sometimes when God gives us instructions, and I can go back to 2 Chronicles 16, and when you go back to 2 Chronicles, God gave a word to a man, and he was telling him, look, shoot the arrows, and he only shot a few arrows. And the Bible says, this is how much success you're going to have. If you had shot many, you would have defeated and conquered your enemy. See, sometimes when Father gives us instructions, we're mulling over those things instead of saying, wait a minute, this is a word. This is instructions. So she says, he tells her, go borrow the vessels. Don't borrow a few. And he says, borrow what? A lot. As much as you can get, borrow vessels, in other words. And the fourth verse says, and when thou art come in to the house, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels unto her and poured out. And it came to pass in that sixth verse, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her sons, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. I want to stop right there. So let's look at this. Instruction. First, she's coming to him crying out. Good morning, my sister. He comes crying out and saying, look, the wife is crying out. My husband, he was a prophet. He was a man of God, but he left me in debt. He left me in debt. And then she says to him, Elijah wants to know, well, what do you want me to do about it? And she's crying out to him. What do you want me to do, Elijah says. What do you want me to do? Hallelujah. And we got to remember, Elijah is now flowing in that mantle. He's flowing in the mantle of Elijah. He's flowing in that mantle, and God's just using him and using him and using him. Elijah is gone, but Elijah is flowing in that mantle now. Hallelujah. And so she says to him, telling him about the experience, and he says, well, what do you want me to do about it? Then this is what she says, what he says to her. Hallelujah. What do you have in your house? All I have is a little oil. I don't have anything. I just have a little oil. The handmaiden, in her mind, she had nothing. Come on up in here. In her mind, she had nothing. See, what you think is really nothing is really something. Did you get that this morning? What you think is insignificant, what you think is not important about perhaps about yourself, you're missing what God's already poured into you. You're missing what God has already done in your life because, why? You're looking for something on the outside, and God says all of what you need is in the house if you just look deeper. If you look deeper, there's some things that are in you. You're looking at yourself as being insignificant. God says, but I know what I see because I know what I poured into you. Let's go deeper in this. So the creditor has come to take her sons. And then the man of God tells the handmaiden, look, you say you just got, all I got is accept this little oil. What is this? Come on, what is this? Well, let me tell you, in Scripture, the oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. We can look at it, at the situation this way. She had not tapped into the oil. She hadn't tapped in what was already in the house. She hadn't tapped into the fact that, wait a minute, my man, my husband, well, he was a man of God. But she hadn't tapped into the oil that's already in the house. She hadn't tapped in, hallelujah. So the man of God had to do what? He had to direct her back to the oil. God is wanting to direct you guys back to the oil, back to the Holy Spirit, back to the Comforter, back to the one who leads and guides us into all truth. He wants to direct you back to the oil. Sometimes what you need is already in the house. Somebody can say, oh, you know, I'm looking for a word. I'm believing God for a word. But all you got to do is turn to the oil, baby. Turn to the oil. Turn to the Holy Spirit that's living inside of you and say, lead me, direct me. What are you saying to me, Holy Spirit? Give me clarity. This man, Elijah, had to direct this woman back to the oil. Hallelujah. Let's go a little deeper. So he taught her, I'm going to show you how to tap into this oil. Woo, y'all better get the word this morning. Hallelujah. Excuse me. I'm going to show you how to tap into this oil. This is how you're going to tap into this oil, lady, that you'll be able to live. I want you to follow these instructions. Go, and first of all, go borrow some pots from your friends and your neighbors. Go do that. And when you do that, the instructions was, God bless you, cousin, the instruction was to go in the house, you and your sons, close that door. Oh, come on, close the doors. Sometimes you got to close the doors on some situations. God don't want everybody to know what he's going to do in your life until he reveals it to show it openly. What is done in secret, the Bible says, he will do what? Show it openly. So God had to tell this woman through the man of God, close the door. Shut that door. Hello, Sister Ashley. Shut the door. Why shut the door? Because I don't want nobody to know what's going on. People, you know, people know that I see this chick out here. She, her and her son's just walking up and down the street, borrowing pots. What's going on? Why she out there burning all these pots? What's she going to do with these pots? Come on, come on. God's telling you, I don't need you to tell everybody your business. I need you to know that I'm going to pull this oil out, and this oil is going to be doing some things in your life. This oil is going to make some ways for you. This oil is going to open some doors for you. This oil is going to show you, and I'm talking about the Holy Spirit right now, what's going on, how he's working in your life. So it instructs her, close the door, shut that door, just you and your sons. Why do we have the tendency to want to invite company when God says, I'm just talking to you? Why do we have the tendency to want to share everything and God says, no, I don't want you to share that, I'm just talking to you right now? We can't hold our peace. We can't hold what God's saying. What Father gave the instructions to this woman through the man of God. Shut the door, only it should be you and your sons. And then when you get behind those closed doors, hallelujah, start pouring the oil. Just start filling up those pots. Filling up those pots and filling up those pots. Okay, I'm filling them up. Keep filling them up. Don't stop filling up the pots because the, oh, come on up in here, Holy Spirit, because the oil will tell you when I'm done. Come on. You better get this morning. The oil is going to tell you when I'm done. Hallelujah. The more you pour, the more he's going to keep pouring. I shared this message on Sunday, and one thing I want you to know, the Bible says there's one baptism, but many fillings. Those of you who are filled with the precious Holy Spirit. And so when we're filled, we, you know, we have the evidence of speaking in tongues, so we're filled. But how many of you ask God to do it again, fill me again? One baptism, but many, many fillings. So this is what I look at this as. God says, I want to give you many fillings. The Holy Spirit wants to fill you again, but you haven't asked him. Do it again in me. Fill me again. Fill me. So we need a freshness, amen? And when you ask him to fill me again, he will refresh you. Hallelujah. So now the woman, she's done this. She's obeyed the man of God. And let me go to that 7th verse. And the Bible says, I'm in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter in the 7th verse. And the Bible says, then she came and told the man of God, she's going to seek further instructions, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay thy debt and live, thou and thy children of the rest. Oh, come on. She was just made debt free. She was just made debt free. Go and sell that oil. And when you sell that oil, it's going to be enough for you and your sons to live out the rest. He brought her, God used her, used him to tell her what to do. Now she's walking in a wealthy place of life. Now she don't have to worry about, oh, if my sons and I are going to have enough to eat. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry about that, whether my sons are going to have enough or I'm going to have enough. I've got more than enough now. Why? I sold the oil. Oh, now let's just imagine in this thing. Let's imagine the pots. When he said to her, go and borrow and don't borrow a few, she had various sizes of pots. Let's think about that. The Bible doesn't say, but we can just see that when somebody loans you something, they might give you something bigger, they might give you something smaller, they might give you what they have, but the bottom line, she had enough pots to go and sell the oil and live off of the rest to be made debt-free. How many of you say, Lord, I thank you for making me debt-free? Hallelujah. So go sell it, and this is what he said to her. Go sell the oil, pay the debt, and live. That's what jumped out at me when I was reading this. And live. Woo. Sometimes when you're bogged down with situations and you're bogged down with your life cares and bogged down, sometimes you're so full of concerns and worry and you can't live. Oh. My God, I'm feeling this morning. And Father just wants you to live. Hallelujah. If you rest in the oil, you can live, baby. If you lean and depend on the oil, you can live. Oh, come on. Come on. Look what happens. Look what happens. Father God, Jesus says this. He said, I'm going to pray to my Father, and he's going to send you another comforter, one like me. You'll find that in the book of John. I'm going to pray to my Father. He's going to send another who's going to be just like me. And when he sends that one just like me, he's going to teach you and guide you into all truths. In other words, he's going to help you and show you. God bless you, Sister Jerita. God, he's going to bless you and show you that you can live. Oh, come on, come on, come on. God wants you to live. Okay, but prophetess, I'm dealing with these debts. He wants the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Father, give me wisdom how to get out of this debt. Give me wisdom. First of all, I got to stop spending. I got to stop buying. I got to stop spending. I got to stop leaning and depending on my credit cards. Oh, come on up in here. I got to let me live. I want to be debt free. I want to be debt free. Help me how. Show me how to live. The Holy Spirit says he wants you to live. God wants you to live. Jesus said he came and that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly, that you may live. He wants you to live in the freedom of being debt-free. He wants you to live in the freedom of knowing that if I leave this place, I'm going with him. I'm not going to have worries. I'm not going to have cares because I've cast them all on him. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. One of my siblings called me, and we were agreeing on something. And she was saying, I want you to believe with me. I want to believe, God, that you're standing with me, standing with me. I told her, I said, if I stood any stronger, I'd be on top of your house. She said, well, come on, climb up there and stretch out your arms. Hallelujah. I had to laugh about it because then she calls me shortly after that and gives me the praise report. I mean, it wasn't even a good 2 hours. She called me with the praise report, okay? God saying, I want you to live. I'm hearing your prayers. I'm hearing your concerns. I want you to live. And I teased her. I did one of my grandmother's old things. I can't take credit for what God does, but I was just teasing her. I said, well, I guess I was on top of the housetop, girl. God says, I want you to live. I want you to live. All you got to do is call on me. The Bible says, I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know of. I will show you. Let's go back to this widow woman. Let's go back to her. She and her sons are in dire straits. There is no hope of anything. She's not looking at the fact. She's all she says to the man of God, I don't have anything. He said, what do you have that you can sell? I don't have anything. He's trying to help her get out of the debt. But all I got is just this little bitty oil. That's all you need. When we stop looking at things that's insignificant and look at that, wait a minute, God wants to work that thing in my life. Sometimes what you need is already in the house. That's the title of this teaching is, it's in the house. It's in the house, but you got to keep looking. It's in the house. You seek wisdom. It's in the house. What house? It can be in the church house, baby. It could be in your house. It could be in the house, wherever God's telling you to directing you. It's in the house. You just got to believe it. God does not want you to be in and struggle. I believe that with all my heart. He don't want us struggling. We're children of the Most High God. He says cattle upon 1,000 hills belongs to him. Cattle upon 1,000 hills belongs to him. And what are we doing? Scratching our heads. Instead of saying, you know, he told me to first seek ye the kingdom and all its righteousness. He told me to seek the kingdom. So I got to go back to being kingdom-minded. I got to go back to being kingdom-minded. I got to go back to seeking the kingdom and seeking the will of God. Hallelujah. I can't rest on trying to depend upon what this world system will do. I'm a child of the king. I'm in kingdomship. Hallelujah. And I got to go where I know. I got to go to the king. He's my father. So look at this. I made a note here. What that woman did in secret. What was done behind closed doors? What was done behind closed doors? Look at this. Our secret obedience will bring open reward. Her being obedient to that man of God, doing that secretly, she brought the pots and she closed the door. That secret obedience brought her an open reward of blessing. Sometimes when you be obedient, not sometimes, but when you're obedient to God, following him fully, our secret obedience will bring about an open reward. Hallelujah. when I was growing up and I was at the age of 14 and learning about the Holy Spirit and doing all these things. And then, you know, back in the day, they would tell you to go in your secret closet. You know, younger, I'm going, okay, go in the secret closet. You know, I'm hearing this, all of that. I literally go into the closet and close the door, babe, and me and God have a great time. Well, my mom would be looking for me. Where's Jack? Is she in the closet? Why? Because I'm spending time with God. What I'm doing in secret, hallelujah, he's going to bring me an open reward. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Hello, my aunt. Hallelujah. What I'm doing in secret, he will bring me an open, open reward. We'll pray for her. Hallelujah. So just remember this. Remember this. What we do, God's going to make that thing happen, but you got to be willing to trust him. Oh, hallelujah. Her sons go from being possible slaves to being free and walking in all kind of wealth, walking in all kind of abundance. Hallelujah. Look at the word of the Lord, 2 Chronicles 20:20. We love to quote it, but it says, believe on the Lord your God, you will be established. Translation, so shall you be established. So you will be established. Believe his prophet, you shall prosper. You shall walk in prosperity. Hallelujah. The thing that we often forget, we love to jump to the latter part of that, the prosperous part of it, but you forget to go back to the earlier part where it says, believe on the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. God wants to establish you. See, because when you're establishing him, you're trusting his word, it'll be easy to believe on the prophet, the woman, a man of God, so that you can walk in prosperity. A true man and woman of God, let me put it like that. Hallelujah. When you're bound by life circumstances, it is a challenge to live. You know, it's a challenge. I'm dealing with life circumstances. So it's a challenge to live because I'm dealing with the past things. I'm dealing with what's before me. I'm dealing with the past. I'm dealing with right now. I'm dealing with life's challenges. Well, that's why we need the Holy Spirit. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. He is going to help us. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit wants to do more in our lives than just sit on our spiritual shelves, you guys. He wants to be active in our life, and we got to be willing to let him become active in our lives. But we only pull him down like we do our Bibles when it's time to go to church. Come on up in here. When it's time to go to church, some people only pull him down when it's time to go to church. Oh, I got to bring a message. So sometimes, let me go. I got to get deep. No, the Holy Spirit, if we just understand, he is here to help us in every avenue of our lives. He's here to direct us in every avenue of our lives. God bless those who are coming in. Thank you so much. But if we just get this, and if we would trust the Holy Spirit, he will help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to share something with you. We, at a place of worship church in JLP Ministries, we sponsor a church that is in India. And the pastor there, he's just so sweet. He's such a jewel. Love him so much. He calls me mom. But he gave me a praise report recently. Actually, as a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, he gave me a praise report. But they were doing a 3-day fast there in India, and they've just been fasting and believing God for changes to take place in that country. And so as he was doing the 3-day fast, and he was telling me, he said, what happened after the fast, they would feed people and everything like that. But he said, I didn't have anything. I didn't have any money. I didn't have anything to give to the people. I didn't have anything. He said, so I told the people. Well, let me backtrack. I want to share this. Earlier this year, the latter part of last year, I spoke to him and I gave him a prophetic word. I said, Father's going to show you that he's with you, and Father's going to use the people there in India. He's going to use them, and they're going to be a help to you. I said, watch what I'm telling you. I said, that thing's going to happen. And so he didn't call me. He said, or also messaged me. He said, I want to tell you what happened. So as we talked on the phone and even messaged me, he said, I told the people. He said, ma'am, the people just started bringing rice and vegetables and oil, come on, and oil, come on, and oil, and that to mix this stuff up. And, ma'am, we have so much food that there was food left over. Everybody ate, and we still have food left over. Then he said, I went to, God directed him to go to somebody's home. He said, when I went to the person's home, it was 10 people in there, and they had nothing to eat, ma'am. He said, and ma'am, I gave them the food. Not only did I give them the food, we still had more left over. Come on, Jesus. Why? Because that's God. That's his word being manifest. God's word would manifest. Hallelujah. He remembered the words of the prophet. Come on, Elijah gave a prophetic word. He told, gave instructions. And I would tell him, I said, ask the people. I should tell him, ask the people. Don't be afraid to ask the people. So when he told them what was going on, see, like this widow woman, she went to the man of God and told them what was going on. And when she told them what was going on, God said, I got that. I'm going to show you what I'm working with. When he tells me of what was going on in India and in the area where they live, they call them, I'm not mistaken, the trash people, or they live in trash areas where people just come and just dump the trash. That's where these people live. And so when he's telling me this and God answers the prayers, he's ministering to these people and God's working and answering prayers. Why am I saying that? If Father does all that, works miracles over there, works miracles in the Word of God, why? What makes us think he cannot work miracles for us? Come on up in here. You know why? You know why? You know why? We've been conditioned not to believe for a miracle. We've been conditioned. Come on, listen to this word. We preach miracles, but we've been conditioned not to receive miracles. We preach miracles, but we've been so quick to lean on, depend on other, what man is saying, what man's instruction, but we don't, come on, we don't receive the miracles. The Bible says signs and wonders shall follow the believer. Hallelujah. I was ecstatic. I was excited over that word. I was excited about what God did for him and those people, because that's what we're praying for. I have a lot of testimonies for what God is doing in that country. I believe in God for miracle testimonies about what he's doing in this country. Hallelujah. He told me about his sister. His sister was in the hospital, and he called me. He said, ma'am, I need you to pray. My sister's in the hospital, and she was diagnosed with COVID, and they don't know what's going on with it. She couldn't really breathe. And we believed God together. And that man called me a couple of days later and said, ma'am, my sister is fine. The doctor says she's going to be on. She's fine. They're going to be getting ready to release her. The power of prayer. What you need sometimes is already in your house. Hallelujah. But you got to tap in through the Holy Spirit. You got to tap in. Hallelujah. And because he was willing to believe God, we came together in agreement. Father works. Elijah told this woman, this is how you're going to be debt free. I'm going to use the oil. Come on. Some of you better lean and depend on the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lean and depend upon him, for he knows what you have need of before you ask. But he still, remember, I taught this last week, you got to still ask him. Sometimes what you need is already in the house. Gravitate to it. See, come on, talk to me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio listeners. I love you guys so much. Catch the rest of it on Periscope. Hallelujah. On Facebook. Come on, we got to get this. What time, see, the enemy is trying to bombard you and make you think, God's not going to work it. God's not going to work it. Let me show you something. The devil thinks he's slick, but he's not running nothing. So I get that praise report from my sister and how God just worked that thing out so beautifully for her. Actually, she called me twice. She had one praise report regarding her husband, then another praise report regarding something else they were believing for. So while we shouting and rejoicing over that, just all elated, then later on that night, I get a call from my other sister and telling me something that was going on. And I said, okay. And the enemy, you know what? God does, the Bible says he does not leave. We're not ignorant of the enemy's devices. And as I'm meditating on that praise report from my sister, and I get another call, and God let me know in advance that something was going on. I'm like, okay. I didn't try to pinpointed, I just sat there with it, and I get this call. But I want to say, just like we got those other praise reports, We're going to get this praise report. Come on up in here. We're going to get this praise report because our God is an awesome God. Our God is a mighty God, and he never fails us. Amen? He never fails. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the people are saying. Our Father never fails. Why? Because we're using the oil. We're leaning independent upon the Holy Spirit. We're letting him do his greatest work. We're not relying on our own strength because it's not by my power, baby. It's not by power. It's by his Spirit, Zechariah 4:6. So it's not going to be by my might, not going to be by your power, but it's going to be by his Spirit. Come on up in here, and his Spirit is going to work a work like we've never seen before. I believe that. I believe that. Why? Because if he can work a work over in India, and if he can work a work over here with my sister and my and working this thing out for her and working that thing out for her and her husband, if he can do all of that, don't you know? Oh, I hear it. The Bible says he cares for the lilies of the field. He takes care of the sparrows. He does all that. And you mean he cannot take care of your situation? Stop looking at that thing as being bigger than God. It's not bigger than God. We have a Father who, the word of the Lord says, the streets are paved with gold. Cattle upon 1,000 hills belong to him. And we sweat. We sweat instead of going before our Father and say, you know what? Father, it's in the house. I got the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of me. The Bible says, hallelujah, we are the temple that houses the Holy Spirit. Come on, get this morning. We house the Holy Spirit. So it's in the house. It's in the house. It's in the house. Woo! It's in the house. You got to tap into the house and let that Holy Spirit minister to you. Let the Holy Spirit direct you. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. He will teach you and take you into all truth. Talk to him. You don't have to be in debt. You don't have to deal with that issue in your body. You don't have to deal with that sickness in your body. Hallelujah. I've been giving my praise report. Hallelujah. I've been giving my praise report. I don't take blood pressure medicine anymore. I don't. You know why? Because I made in my mind and my decision, I'm going to stand on what Abba has done. He has healed me. I don't take it anymore. No, ma'am. You know why? I refuse to bear in my body what Jesus already born his. I refuse to bear in my body what he's already born his. But you know what I'm doing. Come on. You got to get this morning. But what I'm doing, and I'm following the instructions that I heard from my Heavenly Father. Just like this woman followed the instructions that she heard from Elijah. My Father spoke a word to me. He told me that he healed me, and he said, now keep doing what you're doing. What I'm doing, I'm exercising. I'm getting this weight off my body. I'm doing the things that I've been instructed to do. So, no, I don't have to take it. That's God. Let me show you something. See, I was trying to figure out, okay, what's going on here? Why was I feeling this way? Why am I feeling that way? Long story short, it was the medicine. And when I made up my mind, nope, I'm not taking that no more. No, I'm not going to do it. Don't get me wrong. See, I went and I talked when I was talking to my cardiologist and I talked to my other doctor and we were talking and I was telling them, they asked me, do you take the blood pressure medicine? Nope, don't take it no more. Now, one of them said, you know, I think you need to be back on that. I think it's going to help you. Nope, you know, they said, okay. And one of my cardiologists spoke to me. He said, and I told him I'm taking some herbal supplements. He said, you know, sometimes that's better than the blood pressure medicine. Come on, Jesus, tell me, show me what you're working with. Why? I refuse to bear my body. Why? Because I believe that the same Jesus, that same Holy Spirit that quickened Jesus, got him up, is the same Holy Spirit that's housing this, that's in this temple right now, that's keeping this house right now, that's keeping this house right now. Come on, it's in the house, baby. It's in the house. It's in the house. It's in the house. Hallelujah. What you need is in the house. You just got to tap into it. Well, how do I tap into this? What do I do? And all thy ways acknowledge him. He will direct your path.
Don't lean on your own understanding. Ask him. He will show you what to do. And then if he says, don't do nothing, be still and know that we serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. You got to hold what you're working with. This woman of God, this widow woman's husband was a prophet of the Most High God. Don't you know he's going to take care of his children? He told me that a long time ago, Jackie, I always take care of my children. Now, you're a child of the Most High God. Tap into this. Tap into this word this morning. Tap into this word this morning. You're a child of the King. Tap into the word this morning. Let this word resonate in your soul. Hallelujah. You have to close the doors on some things. Close some doors on some people. You may have to. They might not be walking the way you walk, and you might have to close some doors on that relationship. You might have to close some doors. Why? Because you want the oil to start pouring out consistently in your life, so you might have to close some doors on some things and on some people. Hallelujah. You might have to stop thinking about that past and letting that past keep coming up and just filling you with anger and frustration over something that's over. You're going to have to close some doors, baby. Hallelujah. The Bible says when there were no more vessels, that's when the oil stopped. When there was no more vessels, that's when the oil stopped. As long as you want him to fill you, the oil will never stop running, okay? As long as you keep saying, give me more, fill me again, it will never, ever stop running. The Holy Spirit will keep pouring into you. Oh, come on, talk to me, Holy Spirit. But first of all, you got to check yourself. Am I empty? Am I empty? The old adage is oil and water don't mix. So you got to empty yourself of whatever those things that you had in your past life, relationship-wise, or whatever you had going on. Empty yourself of those things so you can get this fresh oil and it's going to keep running in your life. You just got to tap in there, baby. Tap on in. Woo! I hope you're blessed by this word this morning, because when I saw this one, this particular word, and live, and live, our Father wants you to live. He wants, let me tell y'all something. I love y'all. Let me get a drink of water first before I tap into that one. We got to stop using all these cliches and not letting the word activate in our lives. Stop, if you're going to stop using cliches, but let the word become active in your life. Hallelujah. I'm living in the overflow. Are you really? See, these are cliches that we love. Are you really living in the overflow? Come on. He wants you to live. He wants you to live in the abundant life. He does. And see, sometimes people equate abundant life with, okay, my bank account is full, all this kind of stuff. Sometimes the abundant life is just I got peace of mind and I have no worries and no frustration. All is well. My family's well. My children are well. No, don't get me wrong. He wants that other side for you. But don't let, if you make God the center, if you make the Holy Spirit the center, he will cause things to come upon you. He will cause the blessings to come and overtake you. Woo! Come on, talk to me, Holy One. I am believing God for some big, major things. Major. And you know what? No limits. I have no limits on him. I'm not telling him how I want to do it, how I want him to answer this prayer. You know what? I'm just rejoicing. I'm just rejoicing. I'm just rejoicing. I'm just happy. Happy, happy. Woo! I'm so happy. I don't know what to do with myself. Prophet, you happy? Yeah. But you ain't seen that. I don't have to see it to be happy. Come on. I don't have to see it to be happy. You know why? Because I know my Father has already done the thing. So I'm just rejoicing. Hallelujah. You better get glad about what God is doing in you. Oh, come on, talk to me, Holy One. See, there are people who are in financial need right now because it's hitting my belly so strong. Hallelujah. And it's just hitting me, hitting me. And you're like, well, somebody said, well, everybody in financial need. No, baby. I know what I'm feeling in my belly right now. Oh, it's really, I got a great need. I dare you to start saying, I'm just rejoicing. Ooh, because that blessing is so right there. Manifestation is right there. Hallelujah. But we miss out on manifestation simply because we're wrapped up in the thing. We're wrapped up in the thing. This widow woman, that's why Elijah came on the scene, to get a mind off the thing and get a mind on the oil. I don't have anything, she said. I don't have anything. Save this oil. Just this. Stop looking and saying, I don't have anything. And then you glance over to what God has allowed to be in your house and say, just this. I just got just this. Come on. Well, just this can be more than enough, baby. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves you so much. If you could get this morning, he loves you so much just because you are his. He's got you. He's taking care of you. He's making all grace abound toward you. You got to start rejoicing. Rejoicing. Just think about this. Go back to 1 Kings, the 4th chapter, and read the 1st and the 7th verse. Just think about this. Come on. Just think about how amazing he is. God made this woman debt-free simply by being obedient. By being obedient. Hallelujah. He let that oil keep running till there was no more vessels. Hallelujah. Somebody must just come on. I'm a vessel, Father. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me again. Fill me again. Keep acting. He can fill you and fill you and fill. Fill me again. Hallelujah. I praise God for this word. Because the words keep popping out. Live. Live. Some years ago, I had to give a family member a word, and when I gave that family member the word I gave to that family member was live. Live. While the enemy telling you not going to live, live. Woo! While the enemy telling you you're going down, you better see yourself, I'm already up. Live, baby, live. And I'm saying to those of you who are watching me right now, live. Live. Stop letting life beat you down when all you got to do is say, I'm just rejoicing and just live. Why? He's got me. He's got me. He's got me. I'm always triumphant. Thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph. So you're triumphant. Whew. But you got to stop looking at the triumph based upon your current circumstance. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you might not see it, but you better be rejoicing over it. Oh, I'm just rejoicing. Y'all just don't know. I'm so full. I've been in my house like, oh, come on, Holy Spirit. If you better work that thing. Work what? I'll tell you when praise reports come in. Yes, I will. Because I'm just rejoicing, baby. I'm just rejoicing. Hallelujah. Now, before I get off the air, I just saw a couple of prayer requests that came before my eyes, and I want to pray. I want to pray for you. So if you want to send a prayer request right quick, feel free. I saw it on Facebook prayer request. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you so much for this word. I thank you for your people. I thank you for them hearing this word and receiving this word. Now I pray for that young lady that's going into surgery. I pray right now that you would touch the body we call healing right now. I pray that you would guide the surgeon's hands. I thank you, Father, as you guide the surgeon's hands. I thank you that she will have a speedy recovery. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Father, there will be no side effects. There will be no other issues that come up. She will walk in the healing manifestation in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Receive it. 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 I decree and declare that it's done in Jesus' name. Now it's up to you to receive that. It's up to you to receive that. No matter what the doctor says, receive the healing. It is done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the prayer requests that are coming in. Thank you for clarity and direction. You said in all our ways acknowledge you and you will direct our path. So I speak clarity and direction for this young lady that's on Periscope, that you will give clarity and direction. Direct in what she should do. Direct in which direction she should take. Give direction, Holy One. That's what the desire is. And you said to let our request be made known unto God. And so, Father, we're letting these requests be made known unto you. And those who have prayer requests who have not spoken those requests, Father, I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless God. We love him. He's our Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Father, for meeting every word, meeting every need. Hallelujah. And we praise God. The Bible says, look, this is what Jesus said. No man comes to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. So you got to go to Jesus to get to the Father. Hallelujah. So when we go to God, and I love what Father, I mean, he just loves you. He loves us so much. So when we go and we pray and ask him, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, because Jesus says, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name. So we got to go and ask the prayer, seek the kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Jesus made the statement, he said, the disciples said, teach us how to pray. He said, when you pray, say, Our Father. Hallelujah. You're acknowledging the Father. Hallelujah. I acknowledge you, Father. So when you go to him, you are a child. Go to him and talk to him. He's your Father. And close it in Jesus' name. Why? Because Jesus is filling that thing. Hallelujah. The Bible says he sits on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. And the Bible says we're seated in heavenly places with him. You guys, get this word in you and just let it come alive in you. Let it explode in your life, and you will see victory on top of victory. Now, I don't just say now. Those who know Prophet Christ, you know I don't just say a thing just to say it. I don't just say words just to say words, because the words that come out, I believe, for manifestation. Amen? Now, Father, bless the people. Bless them. Bless them, bless them, bless them, and protect them. Show them your glory. Show them your might. Show them your power. Ooh. Now, those of you in your home right now, follow these instructions. I want you to just say, Father, I call my increase in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I want you to be using your hands while you're doing this. Follow the instructions. Hallelujah. I call it in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I call in that increase for me. I call in whatever you believe in God for. I call it in the name of Jesus. And now it's settled, Father. I come in agreement with the blessing. I come in agreement with the prayer request. I come in agreement that it's already done. It's not going to be done. They will see manifestation because we decree it in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that you're honoring and backing up what you're saying. As your prophet speaks, I thank you, Father. Amen. Now, you guys, you know what? Don't forget to become a partner with the ministry. I love y'all. I do appreciate you. Thank you for those who are partnering. You are just jewels in the kingdom. I want you to become partners. I have ministry work to do. I'm going to eventually be going to India. I'm waiting on all this stuff to clear up, but I want your support to help me go there. To go to India, I've got to go there because that's one of my assignments. God instructed me, I have to go there. Hallelujah. And we've been believing God for it and standing on it and praying for it, but I need partnership in order to help me go. Amen. And I will let you know when that timing is. Of course, we know we're in this COVID stuff now, but God is going to make it happen, and he's going to use you if you become partners to help make it happen. Amen. I love you. Hallelujah, I appreciate you. But don't forget Minister Angela Johnson's book. Come on, The Authentic Woman. Get her book. It's going to be a blessing to you. You can find her link on my homepage. That's JLPMINISTRY.org. And you'll find the link there. And you can find out how to become a partner of the ministry and all that good stuff. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Praise God for those of you who enjoyed the word. That's a blessing to me. It's a blessing to me. And I want you to know what? Keep receiving. Keep walking in overflow.
Come on up in here. Keep walking in overflow. Pastor Lily Behrman, God's got some things designed for you. I know you're working on some stuff. Because he's telling me she's working on some stuff. Hallelujah. But he got some things designed for you. I see you. Thank, praise God. Keep tapping into that word, girl. Keep tapping into that word. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, Jesus. And, oh, I'm not going to put you on blast, but I will say this now. You get up and you start speaking like God told you to do. Now, that's not putting you on blast. That's just showing a little love. But you get up and speak like God told you to do that. Amen. I love you. You guys are just sweet. Stay prayerful. Stay in peace. Stay in peace. How do I stay in peace, prophet? You keep your mind on Jesus. He said, I will keep you in perfect peace. Who keeps their mind but stayed on me? Don't be filled with the garbage. Don't be worried about who's going to win the election. You stay in peace. And know that no matter what happens, your life is not contingent upon who's in that White House. Your life is contingent upon your relationship with your Heavenly Father. Amen? And making sure that we treat people right and love on them. Amen? Love you guys. Be blessed. I'll see you next week. I don't know what else he's going to be talking about, but we'll see next week. Amen? Love you. Bye-bye.
It's already in the house.